First up, our producer Hannah Krakauer explores the allure of the French female. What do they have that American women don't? She talks to an American girl dating a French guy, an American guy still trying to land his French girl, and a French guy who's given up on the elusive French female for something better. American girls.
It was September 23rd, 2008, and I was just getting my last few things together to head out the door and onto a long airplane ride. My suitcases were open before me, and I was already stressing about what I was going to wear. Too dressy, too casual, I had no idea. I was spending the fall quarter of school abroad in Paris, living with a host family, studying French, the whole deal. There were a lot of things that scared me about the idea of going to live in Paris for 3 months. For someone who's never been before, Paris can be a pretty overwhelming place. You've got a bustling city, miles upon miles of classic art, thousands of years of culture, and then there are these women. They float down the streets with this air of calm and confidence and mystique that seemed somehow uniquely Parisian. The first word I would use to describe them is intimidating, but there are lots of others as well.
Aloof.
Generally hot.
Opinionated.
They dress like smart, like class. Very classy.
Girly.
Very cold.
And vain. No, I'm just kidding.
This is Emma.
My name is Emma. I'm from San Francisco, California. I'm 20 years old, and I am in a serious relationship.
Emma's been dating her boyfriend, a French guy named Olivier, for almost a year. She met him when she came to Paris last spring to work as a cook. Sparks flew pretty quickly.
At the beginning, he was very shy and very quiet. But, you know, one day he gave me a little wink, and another day he saved an apron for me, and aprons are like gold in restaurants. Aprons, clean aprons and clean towels are like gold bullion, essentially. So one Friday night, I'm a fairly forward girl, quite a forward girl, more forward than French girls, I think. And I wanted a beer on a Friday night, and I was just looking for someone to have a conversation with. So he, you know, walked out of the vestiaire, and I said, "Voulez-vous boire un verre?"
That's, want to get a drink?
It's about the only thing I knew how to say. So we went to a brasserie nearby and got a beer, and we were huddled over my mini French dictionary and exchanging music on each other's iPods and had a very, very fragmented conversation, and we were both exhausted, but that was our first experience going out together. Things moved very, very quickly for us. I mean, after the first week, we exchanged I love yous, and, you know, I was invited to move in with him. I mean, this is a very unique story, but just with him, it was just feeling appreciated and valued right off the bat that made me feel very comfortable in a way I had never felt with anyone else before.
One of the other Americans I knew in Paris was this guy.
My name is Samuel Lopez Barrantes. I'm from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and I'm 20 and not in a relationship.
And unlike Emma, he hasn't had as much luck in the romantic department meeting people in Paris.
Yeah, so I've met a lot of French girls, and I figured that after 3 months, somebody, like, one night... I mean, the thing is, in the U.S., it's just... That's how it happens. You find a connection with a girl, and you guys go out and have fun and have some drinks, and that's just how it happens. It's not like... too hard. I wouldn't say American girls are easy. They're just not incredibly stuck up.
I feel the need to point out that based on fairly objective standards, Samuel should be doing pretty well. He's had a good amount of success with girls back home, he's a good-looking guy, and he sings in a jazz club in the Latin Quarter once a week.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through. Just an old Swiss song keeps Georgia on my mind. Yeah, Georgia.
But despite all that, and despite all his efforts in over 3 months of being in Paris, he hasn't even gotten a goodnight kiss from a French girl. There was that one time he came close, but it didn't exactly work out.
Yeah, well, this French friend I have, that she's cool and she's hot, and I was, I guess, reading signs wrong, but I was in a French class, and she, like, gave me her email. She was like, "Yeah, if you have any questions, give me your email." I mean, I'll give you my email because I'd like to hang out. I love meeting Americans, etc. So she seemed pretty excited. So I've been hanging out with her for a while. I had, like, a couple dates and, like, taught her how to play some piano, like, classic little, like, holding hand games. So I thought it was pretty good. So I'd been with her for, like, 5 hours at her apartment and everything, just hanging out. And then we were getting ready to... I had to go somewhere else. I was getting on the metro, and she... I did the bisou, like, the kisses on the cheeks. And so as I was turning away, she kind of grabbed my shoulder and kind of hit it as well. So it was like an awkward, like, grab slash punch of my shoulder. And so at that point, I had to make a quick decision what that meant. And I figured if a girl grabs my shoulder and wants me to turn back around after I've already said goodbye to her, it's probably because she wants to continue kissing. So I kind of, like, brought her in and just cold French cheek in my face, gave her a kiss on the cheek, and then that was a low point of my experience in Paris.
That sucks. Like, did you ever figure out exactly what she was looking for when she grabbed your shoulder like that?
No, I consulted my friends, and they all agreed that I should have done what I did and try and kiss her, and that just didn't work. So I hung out with her a couple more times, but I just haven't really attempted to even hang out, like, outside of with multiple friends, because if that wasn't a signal of if I'm going to get with her or not, then I don't know.
What is Samuel doing wrong? His friends all seem to think he read the signs right, and it's a mystery to them where the night went awry. Is it something he did? Is it Samuel himself? Just what are these girls looking for?
Well, I think what French girls are looking for in a guy is someone that will spend a very long time courting them and buying them things.
Our good friend Philippe, he is hopelessly, hopelessly in love with his sort of high school sweetheart girlfriend, and she keeps on rejecting him and turning him down. He keeps on whining her and dining her and pursuing her and sending her flowers and gifts and thinking of her all the time.
And showing them that they are worthy of being with her because she's supposed to be some great woman that could never dare to try and take a guy after like 2 weeks, which is still absurd if I had to court a girl for 2 weeks.
Okay, let's back up a bit. Maybe what we need here is a little French perspective.
Yeah, I try to pick up a girl often in discotheque. This is normal, and sometimes it fails. Yeah, that's true. A lot of time.
This is Luc.
My name is Luc. I come from France. I live in Paris. And how many relationships I had?
Are you in a relationship right now?
Yes, I think so. I have a girl, but it's almost my girlfriend.
And how old are you?
I'm 23.
I have a friend who's American, who's been in Paris for 3 months now. Mm-hmm. And he has been trying and trying to pick up a French girl, and he just fails miserably every time. Do you have any advice for him, like ways to pick up French girls?
Yeah, I think I can give him some advice. First, he must be with friend, and when he go to discotheque, because he don't know any French girl in his life, so he will meet them at club, and during the night, must just be well-dressed and without any shame. He must go and speak with her. He must ask her a lot of questions, open questions, you know. That's the best way.
He told me that he's even tried that, and he just gets one-word answers, that they're just completely not interested.
Like, that blonde girl at the club last night, that's a great singer and very attractive. I went to outside because I saw she was outside, so I went out and I was going to chat her up. And I was asking her questions, and she just gave me one-word answers. Like, I said, like, oh, you were really great out there. Like, I haven't seen you before. And she said, thanks. And then I was like, oh, well, got to keep asking questions. So I was like, do you study music at the Sorbonne? Or like, I've taken some courses here. And she said, yeah, I do. And then I was like, wow, well, you're really not having any of this conversation.
What do you do then?
I changed girl, tried another one. Maybe he tried with girl who are too much good looking for him. Or also a younger. There is some club with younger girl, and when the girl is about 17, 18, they are really more open-minded than 22.
At this point, the question running through my mind is, what on earth makes these girls worth all the effort? They seem so difficult. Why are they so special? Emma and I had the same literature professor while we were in Paris, and if we were to choose one woman to represent the prototypical Parisian, we'd both pick her. She's tall, willowy, elegant, carries herself beautifully, and has this certain je ne sais quoi.
I mean, it's definitely a je ne sais quoi. I mean, she is very sort of, that tall and slender look is quite Parisian. I mean, you see, the women tend to be thinner here. That's definitely true. And the way she dresses, that's something I was talking about with a friend earlier today, that the way that the French and the French women approach everyday life, la vie quotidienne, and the way they dress is that they always look good. And for me, myself personally, in the U.S., I can go out and rent a movie in my pajamas just out of the shower.
Their style's really good. They wear a lot of black. I don't know if that's good or bad, but it works, I guess.
But here, if I'm going to walk out the door to buy a baguette, I have to put some mascara on. It's just how it is. So it is definitely a je ne sais quoi, though. I have difficulty describing the beauty of a Parisian woman.
I can't quite describe what makes Parisian women so beautiful either. They walk around as though they're carrying this hidden secret of life that makes their skin glow and their walk seduce. It's an inner confidence, an inner beauty that has to be inborn. Try as we might, Emma and I won't ever get to that level of subtle, complex beauty that flows through these French women. We'll always be two steps behind.
I can say really fast that I prefer American girls than French girls.
Wait, what?
They look always sexy, I think. More sexy than French girls. American girls are also more free, maybe. Not free, but open-minded.
Brazen.
Fun.
Confident.
Laid back.
Transparent.
Like, 2 days ago, there were a party in a club with American girls, and we saw them dancing with boy. Only, dancing with a friend, but for me and for all my friends, it was like they dance a really hot dance, sexy dance with a boy. Normally, French girls do it only with her boyfriend, not with a friend.
I think that American girls today are very much raised in the sort of Sex and the City generation, where if you want a guy, if you want to have sex with him, if you want to be in a relationship with him, you totally have the right. You know, society says, go for it. Tap it. And in France, I think that is frowned upon more. Now, I'm not saying that French girls aren't promiscuous at all. I'm just saying that they have to be more subtle about it than we do.
Do you think that is maybe part of the appeal of French girls, is that they are this kind of icon of femininity, when American girls are maybe a little bit more testing the waters of gender boundaries and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I think that French women definitely represent femininity more than the average American girl, if there is an average American girl. I think that when I was growing up, you know, I went to an all-girl school, K-8, and we really aspired to play sports and develop strong opinions. And, you know, when I take which Sex and City character test, I'm always Miranda. Now, I don't really want to be Miranda, but, you know, and I think the thing that kills me every time is that I really want to have a good career before I necessarily want to have a family. I feel like French women are much more comfortable with that traditional female role than American women are. Versus, as an American woman, your success in life is based on your ability to multitask and do it all and have a career and a family.
Maybe this French mystique we all keep talking about isn't actually as attractive as we make it out to be. Sure, it's fun to look at from a distance, but when it comes down to it, what we want in our daily human interactions is to have real connections with one another. French women are difficult to meet, even harder to get to know, and nearly impossible to ask out on a date. Perhaps the openness and friendliness of American girls isn't a mark of unsophistication, but a sign that we're willing to make those connections. Come on over. Say hello.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I prefer American girls simply because, I mean, it comes down to, as a symbol for the entire philosophy they have, just people don't smile on the metro here. You don't see anyone smiling. Generally, you pass by somebody, you never look at them. I mean, that's one of the first things they say here, like, oh, in the U.S. everyone's smiling, everyone's happy, they say hello to people they don't know. You don't do that in France, and that's fine, that's a different culture, but just as symbolic for how French girls are, The fact that you're not smiling for no other reason than it's just not accept. Like, why not smile? There's no good reason to me why you shouldn't be smiling.
So given how much you fundamentally disagree with everything that French girls seem to represent, why do you keep chasing them?
Because it'd be a very proud day if I could say that I got with a French girl. Because if I got with a French girl, then I could really talk to her and see, I could see the roots of this this deranged philosophy that they have. But obviously, there's some pride involved, just saying. If I said I was in Paris for a year and I didn't get with one French girl, I'd be pretty sad, man.
Hannah is a junior at Stanford University.